couple of faces built for radio. Live from Studio A, this is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
How you doing?
Good, how are you, man?
Great. Yeah, it's a wonderful day in the neighborhood.
Guess what?
What?
We're live.
We are so live. Buttons pushed. You can hear it. There's a pep in our step. Yeah, man.
It's Friday, holiday weekend.
It feels like a really, really good start to a really nice weekend. Yeah, it's really good to be here.
Yeah, good.
You want to do some sports things, or you just want to chat about the weather and the traffic?
I mean, there is traffic going on.
It is a bit. It was, you know.
I mean, at 9:30 in the morning on a Friday, there should be some traffic.
It is. It is. It's and it's nice outside, so that covers all of our bases on that. Football.
Football.
Guy, this feels like one of them weeks where we could have gone on the air at 9 a.m. As soon as we walked in here, we started talking. Football, we started talking about...
Well, we didn't. We started talking about NBA.
Okay, that's fair. Do you want to start and hit those things real quick?
Do you want to talk about it? Because it's sad.
That's fair. No, let's keep it happy. Let's keep it with the things that are fun about...
How about Josh Jacobs happy?
I mean, as part of the things that are happening in sport, we will talk about the Green Bay Packers and also their running back situation, and also very specifically Josh Jacobs got in trouble over the last week, got charged formally with domestic stuff, man, and no good.
And he's on the commissioner's exempt list right now, which means he can't do nothing.
Nope, cannot practice.
Pretty much
the team
he's suspended.
Can't. He's, you know, suspended with pay away from and for good reason. Yeah. Just to keep it on the football, on the field stuff, it makes the Packers not very stable at running back.
What do you mean? Marshawn Lloyd?
Read that. I mean, can you see the depth chart behind Marshawn Lloyd? Okay.
Chris Brooks?
That's a third down blocking back that you're hoping sees about 30 carries a year.
Your third running back is Caleb Johnson.
Whom they traded from the Steelers, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
Earlier this week before cutdowns, he was we'll call him a fifth-round draft pick of the Steelers last year. Kind of came in, I remember him, out of Iowa. I came in, I thought he might be somebody who would be good as a rookie running back. He had some fumbles early in the year, cost the Steelers a game, didn't see the field. So he's a real flyer. And it doesn't impact your team quite as much as, say, bad quarterback room.
Sure.
Does, you know, I said last week, if some insecurity in your quarterback room, you're going to lose 10 games.
Yeah.
Not entirely the case in your running back room. It's not quite as impactful. But at the end of the day, a December Lambeau Field snow game, you'd feel a lot better having Josh Jacobs as your number one, Marshawn Lloyd as your number two, Chris Brooks as your blocking
back. Do you think
they'll
make a deal? And grab somebody?
Yes.
I mean,
absolutely, yes. 100%. This team is in an absolute win-now mode. This is a, I won't say Super Bowl or bust type of year for the Packers, but if you're not finishing at 13-4, if you're not competing for the number one seed going into the end of the year, this year is not a success. So, if you got to give up a fourth-round pick for a guy out of Miami, right? Like a Ollie Gordon
Do you think they make a big?
I would. They are already without their first round pick this year due to the Dallas trade, and that's fine. You're going to pick up a compensatory pick for Malik Willis, probably somewhere in the third round, assuming he's the Miami starter for the year. Yeah, do that. Absolutely.
They don't do that.
They traded a first two couple of first round picks and a player for Micah Parsons.
Micah Parsons. I mean,
30 years ago, they traded a first round pick for Brett Favre.
Back up what
twice.
You just said.
30 years ago.
They typically don't do that.
Typically, nobody really makes. But I mean, a second to a fourth round pick for a starting running back.
But who?
I'm not a scout. I bet if I scoured through there and looked at, like I said, Miami's been trading everybody they possibly could this year. If you could swing a deal with them, who's your former
Devin Achan?
Yeah, I would accept that. You know, something. Yeah, this is a Super Bowl or bust type of team. So that is my absolute number one and it'll be an all-year problem unless somehow Marshawn Lloyd both stays healthy and is great at running back, which hasn't happened. I was saying before we started, he hasn't been a starter since high school. Devin Lloyd, when he Marshawn Lloyd, when he went to USC, he was a backup. He was injured in a backup with a great skill set. Yeah, so that will be an issue. I'm sure it will be for your Vikings.
Yes.
Tell me how many games we're going to win. Tell me how many games Kyler Murray is your starter.
I mean, at this point, barring injury.
Sure. I mean, you have to account.
Do we? I mean, I think he plays 15 games.
Okay.
I mean, he's a short little guy.
He's a wee little fella. Yeah.
Hey, wee little guy.
He's not taller than you. I know he's not.
He's taller than me. he's way taller
than
me.
He's way more athletic, but he's not a lot taller than
5'10"
either of us. How many? We'll start with the easy one. He plays 15 games, which.
12. He wins 12.
So the Vikings are going to be real good this year.
Yes, they are.
The Vikings are 12-5 at the end of your year.
Well, let's look at last year. We've said it the last couple of weeks.
Enjoyably
if
so.
If we had competent quarterback play that could at least manage the game.
Yes.
Where would he be? We would have won the division last year.
You would have been where Chicago or Green Bay ended up at least, right?
I think we would have won the division last year.
Okay.
That was 11. They won 11 games. Chicago did.
That's not an unreasonable assumption.
We won 9 games.
You won a Max Brasburg game.
But that was the only real downside was the quarterback play last year.
That's fair.
We upgraded. No matter how you want to think about it, look at it, feel about it, mm-hmm. We upgraded with Kyler Murray. He's athletic. He's talented. You know?
You upgraded your wide receiver room?
We lost... Jalen Naylor, but we got
your slot receiver, your 1-2-3 at Juwan wide receiver Jennings. Feels as good as any in the league, any receiving core in the league. And I do believe that Justin Jefferson is absolutely due to be.
Yeah.
He's almost forgotten when you
because especially last year.
Yeah,
I mean the year before he was not forgotten.
No, they threw it to him about 25. It felt like 20 times a game.
Right. Last year was kind of tailed off. He still got 1,000 receiving yards.
Mm-hmm. And again, it comes all the way back easily to quarterback play. Because if you don't have a quarterback that can make a big throw, then the defense doesn't have to do anything fancy except for double-team your best wide receiver. And they know that your quarterback isn't going to figure it out. And the quarterbacks for Minnesota never figured it out.
Right, not last year anyway.
But this year,
You got Kyler. He's got an arm. He can throw it deep.
He does have a live arm. He does.
He can throw it deep. My concern, I know he's going to do really well this year.
All right.
Because it's a contract year.
You're right. You're already looking to the offseason, aren't you?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we're going to do really good. Kyler's going to be knockout because he's going to play himself, bet on himself, as they say, for a big contract.
So somewhere between 12-5 and 9-8 is your sweet spot for the season, once again.
We get in the playoffs. We might win one game, and then it'd be it.
But that's still a successful. At this point seeing where you had been, the frustration from fan base, I'm guessing, over the last 18 months of the season, watching them be so great 2 years ago, right? Like, until the last, say, 4 games and the postseason.
2 games.
And a lot of last year. The Vikings seem to be in a better spot than almost any franchise in football to be successful.
Right.
So the infrastructure should be there to be 9-8, to be a 12-5 somewhere. Okay. So you're okay. Your team is set. Your offensive line hasn't been good in 5 years, but
we'll be good this year. And I think people are going, it's Kyler. But I think we're gonna have that year. Kyler's gonna have a year.
Okay.
Just like Sam Darnold had a year.
It wouldn't surprise me at all.
And then it won't surprise me if they sign him to a big contract.
Every couple of years,
then he tails off.
I've accepted that the Vikings every couple of years are going to have great quarterback play. That they just have. Seems like for 30 years.
Sure.
Right? They haven't had 3 Hall of Famers consecutively, but they've had some really great quarterbacks followed by some really not great quarterbacks, but
because we don't historically like paying them.
Correct.
So
we're historically, they don't draft a great quarterback either.
We have not.
That'll stay problematic.
We don't.
We're not going to do that show today.
Well, yeah, because we've been at least decent always.
Yeah.
In the last 10 years, we've never been less than third place in the division ever.
Yep. When you finish,
but a lot of times we're first or second.
When you finish 9-8 to 12-5, you do not get a top five draft pick,
right,
which means you don't get a superstar quarterback that's always drafted in the top five. Right. That's fair.
Okay.
That's fair. So you've got we will talk again before the Vikings and Packers. Yep. Kick off their season.
That's a Sunday game, I think.
Yes, I mean, I hope so. We were talking, and of course, if you're a football fan, an NFL fan, you know that this year there's games more frequently on more networks, which doesn't make it easier as a fan to follow your favorite team. I wish it did. It doesn't. There's football on. Well, I hope it's just this Wednesday. It's next week Wednesday, the NFL season officially kicks off with a Super Bowl rematch of the New England Patriots and the Seattle Seahawks, which, I mean, that's great. If I'm going to get the season started, I do want to see the two best teams going at it just to see. I don't have a real rooting interest in either New England or Seattle. Maybe you do. Maybe as a Vikings, are you a Sam Darnold fan? Because he was your could have been.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, he could have been. That was last year. You watched him win the Super Bowl, you go, that could have been us.
Yeah.
And then you go, meh, 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 you know, kind of thing. But
yeah.
I don't know. So, I have no rooting interest either way.
Okay. But you will try to catch some football this weekend, I'm sure.
That's why I signed up for the service I signed up for. All
right.
So I can watch all of the games.
We got Wednesday with New England and Seattle. We got Thursday.
In Australia.
Well, they're going all the way down under. Yeah, no, it's going to be.
They left, I think, today or yesterday.
Okay, yeah, that tracks. You got to get. There's a pretty big adjustment period, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
My knowledge of what it is down in Australia is fairly limited. I'm guessing that's a long ways to travel, an incredibly long ways to travel.
I mean,
the fan base
why they both have it's the Rams and the 49ers. They're both in California. They take the same amount of time to get there.
That's true. There,
you know,
isn't,
it's not like the New York Jets are going all the way to Australia. And San Francisco's just doing
and having to circle back and do some kind of midweek flight to here, there, or right, the other. Seems like if I was a pro football player, it'd be a real choppy way to start my season, right? You get training camp, you get preseason games, maybe one, maybe three, maybe zero. You have a bye week.
Which is weird. That's throwing me off this week.
Yeah, I was ready for the NFL season to start this weekend.
Right.
I was 100% when, okay, yeah, good. We've done cut-down week. We've done all the preseason games. We've done fantasy football drafts. We're going to wait another week to get excited. We're going to spend 4 days hearing a lot of prognostication about a lot of predictions about things for the season. But then Thursday we get 49ers and Rams in Australia, and then
is that on? I don't know what channel that's.
That's
on.
A Netflix game.
No.
Yeah.
No, really? Already?
Yeah. I'm real. As I was, watching some children's stuff with the kids yesterday night. Yeah. I'm reasonably certain.
Yep, you're right. It is.
You know, like it's like I said. I mean, we could do
holiday, but yeah. So they get the week one. Then they got Thanksgiving Eve, Christmas Day.
Yeah,
both Christmas Day games.
Yeah. No, it.
Man,
we could the things we could do an entire show about, and really do some research, some lamenting, some questions, some answers. Yeah, no, the NFL, and we say this. It seems like every year about this time,
yeah, we start talking about streaming services.
Back in our day. You used to be able to catch football on CBS.
Yep.
Then Fox, eventually.
Yep.
Fox showed up and started doing football. And then there was Monday. Monday Night Football on ABC was it.
Yeah.
That was my access point to NFL for an entire year.
Yep.
Was that. And then we got to Sunday Night Football, I'm pretty sure, has been around. NBC has been doing that.
Yeah, they got the rights for that one.
And then we started getting Thursdays.
Yep.
And then Monday Night Football switched over to ESPN.
Yep.
And then we started getting two games on Monday night.
Yeah, that was dumb.
And a Thursday. And the season is, and it's on a lot of places. You got to go to about a half a dozen different stations to be able to catch.
I have them all.
And I, for a couple
for
of
one
months.
Streaming, I'm going to say, one streaming service I got.
Yeah.
Encompasses, because it includes ESPN Plus.
I worked extra hard this year, put some money in the bank so I could afford to do the sports. Yeah, because this is about a 4 to 5 month period where there's a lot of sport. There's a lot of college football that I really like to watch.
Not that we want to talk about streaming services.
No, we do not.
No, but
I
got the one I got because I have local network.
Correct. Me too. Me too.
So
yeah.
They have Fox, yeah. CBS, NBC.
And like I said, it doesn't feel, you know, but you gotta make
so
that.
That's PBS, which I watch.
I do watch. Yeah, man.
More I like to admit.
I really like
Antique
some
Roach. Okay. Anyway.
Documentary. Yeah, no. So again, things we could talk for an entire show about that aren't sport. But yeah. So the NFL is going to kick off. We will talk again before.
Yeah.
So we won't get too far into, like, what's the biggest storylines for the...
The week after will be the big storylines. Who gets hurt? Who mm-hmm. gets, you know, knocked out for the year?
No, I'll be interested in...
Storylines will be the Atlanta Falcons starting quarterback. Who's it going to be? But, I mean, it's Tua or it's Michael Penix.
That is an underwhelming quarterback. That's two lefty quarterbacks who are really not great quarterbacks.
Dylan Gabriel, because he looked good in the
100%. That was actually, I saw that rumor as a, like, well, there's your
left-handed
fit. Yep. No, we'll get into that a little bit
The Raiders more. officially said that Kirk Cousins is their starting quarterback.
How
right now.
How exciting.
He looked good in the preseason.
I mean, everybody, as a veteran.
I mean, against the ones, he looked good.
And as a 15-year vet, he should look good in the preseason,
right.
Considering he was playing legitimate snaps.
But
yeah.
What the thing is that you and I don't see, or the average person,
mm-hmm.
is training camp, is the reps, is what they're doing during practices. We don't see that.
I mean, if I'm an Las Vegas Raiders fan, if I'm a Las Vegas Raiders fan, I would much, much, much rather see Kirk Cousins for half the season than I would not have him on the roster. No, 100%. Your team.
You're seeing this now, the effect of Tom Brady, I think, on this mm-hmm. franchise. Sit Mendoza.
Yeah.
Let him learn. Because he'd look in the couple preseason games, he looked good, and then he'd do something stupid. But that's a rookie.
Once you've... You're trying real hard in the NFL to find your franchise quarterback.
Yes, I know this game.
And once you've found him, your job is now to develop the team.
Sure.
And that's what the Raiders have done, because they found their franchise quarterback. He won the Heisman at Indiana, won a national championship, looks like the real deal. So you have him on your roster. You now need the rest of your team to get better so that you don't throw a rookie quarterback in to just get shelled.
Right.
You've seen, and I
well,
say
that's why they got they paid big money to that center Tyler Linebaum took him from
yes.
the Buffalo Bills.
Yep, you normally wouldn't overpay a center by that much, but when you need something on your offensive line for stability and investment, there's $100 million investment.
Same reason
behind
why
you.
The Vikings gave Brian O'Neill a brand new 3-year
after drafting J.J. McCarthy. Yes, it was to.
Well, no, that was. That they just did that this year.
Okay. Yeah, you got to protect
but
the investment at quarterback.
O-line,
mm-hmm.
O-line.
Yeah.
You don't have a good O-line, offensive line, your season's not
going to
be good.
And if you're Vegas, you clearly don't have a good offensive line because you lost 14 games last year. You don't lose 14 games with a good offensive line. You just don't. That's one of those structure things.
There's also Geno Smith and Gardner Minshew.
Bad roster,
Aiden,
yes. Not Hutchinson, O'Connell.
Yeah.
So, no, that's okay. So, wow, that was a lot of Raiders talk for us. Good job, guy. We are clearly in NFL mode.
Anything else 100%. In NFL for you on your side?
Not going into it. I mean, like I said, next week I am committed very much to just really NFLing the heck out of our show next week because sure. it'll be 2 days. We'll have games to talk about.
Two games, yep.
We'll have games coming up.
Yep.
And so that'll be pretty heavily into it.
And fantasy football.
And 100% because we did draft our fantasy football for our View from the Bleachers for, I believe it'll be our third year.
At least.
Third year maybe. At least. We won. We were pert near undefeated last year. Man, we had a stacked roster.
So, in full disclosure, we join a public league. We don't create our own. No. We just join whatever. So, last night, it's a 10-person team.
Yep.
Everybody was in the draft and not auto-picking.
That makes it go...
I was like, oh. That's fun. There was two teams that were doing auto-picks. Mm-hmm. Everybody else was actually legitimately... Because you could tell how long it takes.
Yep.
Because if you do auto-pick, it just goes, oh, next guy... But the rest of the team, the seven...
5 minutes between picks. Yeah,
six
yeah.
other, right? Six, seven, eight, nine, ten. So yeah. seven other people. Yeah, we're legitimately drafting. So they're active, which is tough to do. When you just join a random league, to find one that are actually active.
Because
last
fun.
Year,
no one
half
was.
The teams in the league
yeah.
that we run were like... Whatever.
You would look at who you're playing and realize they were starting a kicker who was not even in the league anymore because they had auto-drafted.
Yeah. Or the best is when you have bye weeks.
And it's yeah, and you Nobody. Know you're going to win. Yeah. No, those drafts are fun. Fantasy football season.
So I was like, okay, this could be good.
Okay. So nice.
Well, I also signed us up for the Pro League.
Ooh, I like that.
Man, you know.
All right. That's the roster so that you showed me last night.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are other really well-drafted
That was good.
Good. Yeah. No.
I like what I did there.
I do. We have three Green Bay Packers, one Minnesota Viking.
No.
Two Vikings. I saw Justin Jefferson and a
Will Riker.
You did get the Viking.
Yeah.
I do like a Vikings kicker.
Dude, he's Mr. Reliable. That's, I couldn't hack that.
Mr. Reliable as a Vikings kicker.
I know.
I like that. I like where that's going. Yeah. So no, we will definitely get a little more in depth. Into that because I see we got about six, 7 minutes left.
Yeah, 7 minutes are good.
Anything? Oh, you know what's happening in football then at Lambeau Field this weekend?
Are your Wisconsin Badgers getting beat?
Our Wisconsin.
No, your Wisconsin.
No,
Badgers
they're
right
now. You'll claim them. You can live in the state, but not claim nope. their. Okay,
they will
fair.
Not because my Minnesota Gophers last night throttled whatever team they played.
All right, so not Notre Dame, I'm guessing. I'll assume at this point in the year. No, Minnesota, I don't know much about their college football
still annoying.
Team. PJ Fleck is yep. still their coach. He's still rowing boats. The shine is kind of falling off of that guy.
Eastern Illinois.
Against Eastern Illinois, I wonder.
You know if they had a team.
I did not. You do now. Yeah. Right. No, it's a big state, so I guess you'd get a university over on that side of the state yeah. too, right?
Anyway, they're playing in Lambeau this weekend or
yeah,
tomorrow?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tomorrow.
Saturday.
Tomorrow,
yeah.
Saturday.
Sunday. No, they're Sunday. It's Sunday,
what?
September 6th at Lambeau
really?
Field for the Shamrock... I'm going to call
Shillelagh.
It the Shamrock,
Shillelagh?
The Shamrock Series. Yeah, something give or take like that. They're playing at Lambeau on a Sunday, and Wisconsin Badgers are the overwhelming underdog by the line. I'm making this up, but I'm fairly certain Notre Dame is favored by, I'll call it 22.5 points.
Maybe.
Notre Dame. Their starting quarterback is a first round number one pick caliber starting quarterback by the name of CJ Carr.
He's going to go in the draft early.
He was, he's a great, great quarterback. Notre Dame's professional infrastructure with their NIL money because they're not connected to any conference.
Right.
They are well positioned to put a really great team on the field every single year. And because Notre Dame football is a real resource to the university as a money-making machine, their team is NFL caliber.
Sure.
I don't know. And in the new NIL and transfer era, I guess I'm kind of committed to not learning a lot of teams' rosters until the season starts because I can name you two or three Wisconsin Badger
sure.
players. Colton Joseph looks like the real deal. Darian Dupree is a real running back. But otherwise, a lot of roster turnover on the Wisconsin Badgers, which is fine because their roster was really, really bad.
Sure.
Last year was the first year in my knowings that the Wisconsin Badgers didn't have any draft picks. They had zero NFL picks, not an offensive lineman, not a tight end, not a running back, not a nothing for the first time in forever. Their coach is not very adept at
Who's their coach again? There it is.
Thanks. It's his name's Luke Fickell. He came in a couple of years ago out of Cincinnati as the hottest coach in hire in football. He had been great at Cincinnati. He was a former assistant at Ohio State. That's a pedigree that should win you games in the Big Ten. And he immediately came in, cleaned house, got rid of Jim Leonard's ability to be a defensive coach, and really should have been the head coach for the Badgers, and has had a string of, I don't know, this might be his fourth year, feels like he's been there for 20, that they have poor, they haven't had a good quarterback. They've had injured quarterbacks transferred every year in that haven't been successful.
By the way, a side note, you know where Jim Leonard is now?
He was a couple years ago with the Broncos as the D coordinator, but where did he
end up as the Bills D coordinator now?
Yes. Yes. No, he's
saying he could have been the coach.
And maybe he didn't want to be the coach. You know, like maybe he knew that he was destined to
be NFL.
Get out and be in an NFL track, and that's where he wanted to be. You know, like
I mean, if you're going to be in a defensive coordinator, might as well be a.
Might as well for the Bills and Broncos over the last couple of years. Yeah. No, he's. He's a real asset.
I don't think he was a D coordinator though at Broncos. I think he was a
D something.
Yeah, it was not the D coordinator.
Sure. Anyway. No, you're right. No, so the Badgers are playing Notre Dame on Sunday. They're going to run the football, I don't know, 45 times against Notre Dame. If they are going to try to make this a game that they can navigate through to find themselves in a spot where they can be successful. It comes from, his name is Abu Sama, a running back out of Iowa State, who is a senior. He looks like a big old guy. He looks like a Big Ten running back. They have a backup in Darian Dupree, who is the lightning to that thunder, and Colton Joseph, their transferred in quarterback from Old Dominion.
Old Dominion has a football team?
Yeah, they're at the FDS level, at the second tier level. They are like the James Madison. They're right there in that. They were probably against James Madison in that level's, you know, championship stuff.
Okay.
So he came from there last year. Dual threat quarterback, put up nearly 1,000 yards rushing last year, had a lot of touchdowns. He's only a junior, so maybe they have 2 years of...
Let's be real.
And it's not just me. The pundits, the prognosticators of the Big Ten are saying this guy, I mean, he's not a first-round pick, sure. Right? Like, he's a little undersized.
1 minute.
But he looks like something that's exciting. So maybe they can run the ball 45 times, and they can—
Use him to pass the ball 10 times and maybe win a game?
Hey, that used to work. As a fan of the Badgers, that used to work for about 35 years. So, yeah, maybe you can bring that back for a season and see where that gets us.
Okay.
A minute left.
Not even now.
Kawhi Leonard got suspended got fined by the NBA for some stuff. Will again.
30 seconds.
Pass that off to next week.
LA Clippers are hamstrung now for until 2034.
Brewers are going to be great. Keep going. Stay healthy. Hey, Owen, happy birthday, buddy. Love you.
Listening?
Yeah. It's my son's fourth. I asked him very nicely to listen this morning. He seems pretty excited about
10 seconds.
So, everybody have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Thank you for showing up and doing this. And bye-bye.